And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground, northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. I love it. Y'all, I mean, this show goes like from the top of Huntsville down to Birmingham, from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden. And oh, by the way, coming up next week, live on the air in Chattanooga, Tennessee, about to be a regional show. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I talk about where I live and the regions that I live in, and how much I appreciate being here. I mean, I never take it for granted. But, you know, some of y'all who've heard my testimony, me talking about my own personal story, you know that I've had a chance to live other places. Well, one of the places that I just have incredible memories of is living for several years in California. I lived in Orange County in an area named Laguna, and that's not too far from the fire zone. In fact, it was just a couple of years ago that parts of my old neighborhood actually burned up in another fire in Laguna. That being said, California is an amazing state with so much to offer that is so bound up in politics that we can't fathom, but yet the people and the places and the resources of California are unparalleled in many ways. Well, a friend of mine is someone who served in the state Senate there in California, Melissa Melendez. She's a former state senator. She also did quite a bit of work on her own city council. She was on Lake Elsinore City Council. She's also a Navy vet, and she's on the phone right now to give us a live update. Hey, Melissa Melendez, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm good. We're hanging in there out here in California, but, you know, everything's on fire right now, so we're just...
It's amazing to watch and listen.
People,
just know that from afar, we are prayerful and hoping the best for y'all. I mean, this is just a tragedy unfolding right now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, even though where I live, I'm, you know, about 70 miles from where the fires are, what we're experiencing in our area, of course, is the utility companies turning everybody's power off. You know, they don't want anything sparking from one of their utility lines, one of their transmission lines, so they turn everyone's power off. So we've got an awful lot of people in LA who are wondering where the leadership is in California. As I saw Gavin Newsom, our illustrious governor, posted a something like a commercial on X last night, kind of giving himself a pat on the back. And we're all wondering why he's doing that, why he's using taxpayer money to make a commercial, first of all. But, you know, people don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. Their homes are burning down. And we've got our governor who's making fluff pieces to prop himself up. So pretty frustrating.
Well, it is. It's frustrating. And I tell you what, the last 2 days, and I just did my opening monologue right before you called. We got you on the phone, and that was... that was geared towards what I call the reckless and or feckless leadership that we're seeing in all of this. And I don't want to spend so much of our time. First of all, I'd like to know, what do you know about the damages? Because everything we're seeing in terms of the life, limb, and property issues is on a scale that's even beyond the norm. I mean, you guys are not, fires are not abnormal. I mean, you have the fire season every year, but nothing like what we've seen, especially in the Palisades area.
Yeah, and the Santa Ana winds that are currently blowing, they are, from what I'm told, the strongest they've been in 14 years.
Wow.
That doesn't help.
No.
And they are, I mean, it is very strong wind out there. So, of course, that certainly doesn't help when these fires start. We've got over 1,000 structures have burned to the ground. We have five the last I heard, people dead. We have firefighters who are injured. And it's, you know, there's no containment of these fires. Now, add to that, we've seen video footage of people starting fires during all of this.
Oh, really?
I mean, it boggles your mind. So we have probably right now 5 or 6 pretty significant fires burning the Palisades, and the Eaton Fire, of course, are the largest right now. But we have, you know, we've got our own water issues where they're not able to get these tanks filled up fast enough and replenish them so that there's water in the line when the firefighters need it. I mean, I saw a video of a firefighter who was filling up a traffic cone with water from a puddle to go over and put out a flame that started in one of the houses. I mean, that's the point we're at right now. And it's not that we don't have water. Our reservoirs have water, but we certainly need more reservoirs. We haven't been able to get those built because, you know, the environmental groups out there fight us at every turn. So California voters back in 2014 said, okay, state of California, we will give you more of our money so that you can build at least two more reservoirs, a Sites Reservoir and a Temperance Flats Reservoir. And that was in 2014. Those reservoirs still have not been built.
Oh,
it is 2025.
Wow. I know
it's lack of leadership.
I did a thing on this yesterday about the environmental laws that get in the way. But then when you hear somebody, I mean, like you just named the actual reservoirs, you were in the state Senate, you probably dealt with some of this to some degree. And I look at this and think that's just asinine that nothing takes that long. I mean, you could rebuild, you know, half of New York City in the time it takes just to get the environmental studies done to build a reservoir in California.
I mean, the Hoover Dam was built in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, how hard can it be to build a few reservoirs? I mean, it is a lack of leadership. I mean, I think about the times when I was in the legislature where Democrats passed bills to allow environmental waivers for athletic teams to build a new stadium or build a new arena. But we can't get the same kind of waivers to get these reservoirs built. I mean, what's wrong with that picture? I guess if, you know, you're a zillionaire and you own a sports team in California, you can get things done. So,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe the citizens of California should pool their money and buy a team, and then we might have a little bit of, you know, edge over the other guys out there. But this is, you know, you can't predict Mother Nature. You can't control Mother Nature, but we can certainly control how well we are prepared to deal with, you know, the havoc that Mother Nature wrecks. And right now, we have utility companies that aren't maintaining their lines.
Right.
We have reservoirs that aren't being built. It's, you know, it's a mess. And Gavin Newsom, you know, you just can't say, well, it's climate change or, you know, whatever excuse he might come up with. I think the time has run out for him to blame those sorts of things. And he's got to look in the mirror and say, okay, I've failed the people of California, and we need to fix this.
I don't know if his pridefulness will ever allow him to say something like that, but
no.
So
no.
I mean, that would just mess up his hair.
Right. But, yeah. Yeah. No. We can never take responsibility. I mean, they showed video. Thing was on CNN where Anderson Cooper was asking him about the fact that, you know, the fire hydrants were empty. The firefighters left because there was no water. And his response to that was, well, the locals, that's something they're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing. You can't just shrug it off and say, well, something bad has happened. Not my problem, but whenever something good happens, he wants to take all of the credit. I mean, this lies squarely on his shoulders, not to mention the shoulders of Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yes, absolutely.
Who cut the budget to the fire department.
I've got an article right here from Fox Business, actually, that says that, and I did not know this till this morning, the budget for the homeless situation in L.A. is $1.3 billion in her current budget, but the L.A. Fire Department is $837 million. So basically,
exactly.
She's putting almost twice the amount into homelessness as she is into firefighting.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that homelessness isn't a priority, particularly in Los Angeles, but, you know, people's lives, I think, should have a pretty high priority on her list as well. And she wants, I mean, she said she wanted to cut even more. I'm sure she'll probably try to walk that back now. But the fact is, she cut money from the budget. And then we have the Biden administration that put a halt to prescribed burns in California on federal lands. Well, those prescribed burns, actually, those are fire prevention techniques. You know, you do those so that you can stave off some of these wildfires and their enormous spread. And Gavin Newsom fully supported that. And even he put a halt to some of the prescribed burns. And when people talk about, I mean, I know President Trump had mentioned it and several others, but when you talk about maintaining our forests and getting rid of the underbrush and making sure homes are hardened, that's what we're talking about, making sure that can get done. And instead, the environmentalists say, no, you can't do that.
Well, the politicians then kowtow to the environmentalists, which is the real problem, because environmentalists
exactly.
don't make the laws. They just influence the laws. But let me ask you this. Speaking of Gavin Newsom, I got two other questions I want to hit with you. One of them is Trump has been saying that Gavin Newsom has diverted waters from the northern side of the state to the sea in order to benefit the fish population as opposed to filling reservoirs to the south with the money that the water that would otherwise flow south. What do you know about that? Is there any validity to that? Is he literally diverting waters away on environmental grounds?
That is absolutely true. Gavin Newsom made a big deal about him shutting down and removing four different dams up in the Klamath River. Well, you know, when you dam the water, that allows you to redirect it and store it, and so you have it in times of emergency. He got rid of those dams because of for the purposes of saving salmon, which the tribal alliances wanted, and I understand that, but is there a way that we can do that where we're not putting people's lives in jeopardy? And there was a plan that was, put together, and there's a couple of different names for it. One of them is like the Delta Conveyance Plan, and that's what Trump was talking about when he mentioned that, there was a plan put in place to make sure that the water could flow from the north to the south and wherever it needed to be, and Gavin Newsom didn't want any part of that. So that's on him as well. I mean, California has water. Okay,
yeah.
It's just how we use it that has become the problem.
Well, so I mean it's maddening. But let me ask a question before I run out of time. You guys do have political recall laws out there. Is there enough? Is it? Well, let me back up. The people of California are the ones who elected Karen Bass and the ones who elected Gavin Newsom. And I recognize that y'all turned like 10 counties red in the last election, the presidential cycle. It's not like this is an entirely liberal state. There's a lot of conservatives like you in California. But those population centers that tend to control the politics are the ones that keep putting people like Newsom and Bass in office. Is there any possibility that they can see a recall of Karen Bass, much like you saw with George Gascon most recently?
Well, that is entirely possible. I mean, and she certainly better be paying attention, because while she was off in Ghana having a good time there, her city was burning. Her city was in flames. And she came back, and then the reporter tried to ask her about it, and she just stood there, just dumbfounded that he would ask the question and said nothing. She has a lot to answer for, and she darn well, may get recalled because, again, there's over 1,000 structures that have burned. People have lost their lives. People, and I'll tell you something else. I mean, Los Angeles is very, very deep blue. But, Adam Carolla was, I saw a video he posted about, because he had to evacuate too. And he made a very good point. He said, when these folks, when these deep blue voters from Los Angeles whose homes burned down along the coast, when they go and try to rebuild and the Coastal Commission tells them, no, I don't think so, then you might see a change how they vote, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The Coastal Commission would prefer nothing is built on the coast ever.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. If they're not grandfathered in, or if they have some kind of a rebuild law that prohibits the without having the major environmental impact studies done and all of it, and maybe even just saying you can't rebuild. The Pacific Coast Highway is scorched from what I saw. I even saw fires were on Sett Boulevard. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
It's all over. I mean, Pacific Palisades is, practically gone now.
Yeah. Well, listen, my friend, I'm glad that you're in a safe place. That was one of the first things I thought of, was to text someone I knew, being you. I want to stay in touch on this, because I have a feeling this is going to be a long weekend, but, you guys are amazing out there, and in Alabama, we're praying for California, just so you know.
Well, I sure appreciate that. We all do. We could definitely use a lot of prayers, and I'll certainly keep you posted. I do think, though, we're in for several more days, if not weeks, of trying to get these fires out. So thank you for your prayers.
All right. Melissa Melendez, former state senator in California, giving us a live update. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a crying shame, and I ran all the way to the end of my time here just to make sure I got time with her. But I mean, she's super sharp. She's got her MBA. She also was a Russian linguist in the Navy, and she served in the state legislature. If anybody knows what's going on, she does, and she's telling us everything we're hearing is exactly what's happening. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I got just a little bit of time here, so let me go straight to the phones. He held on during the break, so let me honor his time. Clay from Madison. Hey, Clay, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Ruffian, Professor of Right. Been a while. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, water in Los Angeles. I don't think many people realize that Los Angeles has never had enough water since the 1930s. Mm. In the mid-1930s, they built Parker Dam on the Colorado River, and they formed Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
Now, from Lake Havasu, there are aqueducts that pull water out and channel it all the way across Southern California to Los Angeles, the Colorado River Basin Water Project. You can actually follow it on a map if you use, you know, the mapping programs, and you can follow that. So what I'm saying is that since the 1930s, Los Angeles has never had enough water. Now, you've seen Lake Powell draw down and have the big bathtub ring.
Yeah.
Lake Havasu is mandated to stay at certain levels so that it doesn't go below the intake of those aqueducts that feed Los Angeles.
Well, it's a classic example of people choose to live somewhere where people weren't meant to live in that amount, so we restructure the world to sort of fit our needs. But they could still do a better job than what they're doing right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, they're already borrowing from the Colorado River. They need to manage, and the explosive growth, they need to manage what they've got even better, which they haven't done.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know?
Yeah, it's
and
in the
70s or early 80s or something, Phoenix did the same thing. They built aqueducts on the other side of Lake Havasu and pulled water into Phoenix.
Well,
it's just liberalism at its worst.
Yeah, it absolutely is, man. Clay, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. That was good insight.
Thank you, sir.
See you, bud. Yeah, he's right. I mean, when you look at the level of mismanagement right now, it is on like an epic scale. It is grand in its scope. For instance, one of the things that's really galling a lot of people right now is that the LA mayor just recently slashed the budget by $17.5 million for the fire department. Now, they have an $837 million budget total. You think, okay, I mean, how big? This is still a big cut. That's still a very big cut. And it has an impact. But then you add to that other things that have happened in California, like a number of firefighters that were let go because of COVID vaccine mandates and things like that. And then you add to that, here's another one for you. This is going to blow your mind. The Federalist has an article today that says that Los Angeles County recently shipped off excess firefighting equipment to Ukraine. Why? It's not like they don't have Santa Ana winds every single year. Now, I guess if it was excess or it was no longer in use, or maybe it was like surplusage because it was, you know, out of date or whatever else, I guess. Right now, we're having it right now. The reports are from the Federalist that the fire department donated surplus supplies to help a foreign regime and is now caught flat-footed without the capacity to respond to the Pacific Palisades fire and other fires. And it just blows my mind what we're seeing out there. A little more on this when we get back, and we'll wrap it up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a Turbo Thursday. We're going to get you turboed all the way to Friday, quick as we can. It is hour number two, and we're still talking about what's happening with the apocalyptic priorities out in California. And I'll go to the phones here in just a minute, but I got to tell you, one of the things that really just gets me is how much the leadership of Karen Bass has been just absolutely I mean, it was a big, big deal to appoint the very first ever LGBTQ woman to be the fire chief of Los Angeles. And you look at it and go, does anybody care? They just want to know that someone who knows what they're doing is going to oversee the rescuing of lives and the saving of property. But this whole, you got to DEI everything. Well, we're going to make sure we're more inclusive. We have a more diverse workforce. How about they're just good at fighting fires? That's all we care about. Really, that's all we care about. But then on top of that, she cuts the budget and then, oh, by the way, is proud to have shipped off a bunch of surplus firefighting equipment to Ukraine. Well, that makes good sense. The LA Times, by the way, came out and just excoriated her in the last few days. Fox News, Dateline, yesterday, actually. LA Times owner, Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong, reminded followers, quote, how competence matters when it comes to Mayor Karen Bass. I'm telling you, if they don't do a recall vote on her, I don't know who can be recalled. Says Bass has been heavily criticized out of the country in Africa when the fires broke out. It took forever to get back to California. Her former opponent, a guy named Rick Caruso, who's ran against her for mayor in 22, he's the one who pointed out first that there was no water in the fire hydrants. And it was because you have a leadership issue with things like filling the reservoirs. Hey, let me go to the phones real quick. Jeff Rowe from Indiana is back. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, except I'm going the wrong direction.
Yeah, dude, you're running late. What the heck?
Oh, when everything froze 9 degrees and we have freezing fog, you know, it's kind of hard to get started in the morning.
Freezing fog. Now, that's one we don't see down here very often. Fog's actually freezing in the air, huh?
Oh, yeah. It clings to everything just like fog would, you know, and it was 9 degrees this morning when I got up. So, yeah, it kind of makes things icy a little bit.
Oy. Oh, well, okay. So you're coming down. You still got to go back up, and, you know, the weather hits tonight. So, and where are you right now?
I'm just about 22 miles from the border, going south in Tennessee here.
Whew. Well, I hope they got a load waiting on you when you pull in the yard, man.
Oh, I do too. You got a warm bed for me tomorrow night if I come down? Cause I have no doubt that I will be stuck down here.
Holler at me. Wow, that's just a mess. Well, listen, what do you think about all your stuff?
You know, I'm stunned. Because I've got a bleeding heart for so many things, you know, and everything. But try as I might, I don't feel sorry for them at all. Because they basically, I liken it to the voters of California, the crazy Democrats, where I call it, it's not the Democrats, it's Darwin's. It's the Darwin Party, I believe, because they keep going. They're going Darwin themselves out of existence, I'm afraid. But I liken them to a Islamic terrorist bomber, suicide bomber, because their ideology is like, we have to do this, we have to do this, and I don't care what happens to me, but I'm going to take out as many good people around me that don't agree with me as I can.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what they're doing.
Well, it does. And I look at it and think, there's no way in the world you could say, I didn't know we had fires out here. I didn't know the Santa Ana winds came in every year at the same time. I didn't know that fire hydrants had to have water, which meant the reservoirs had to be topped off. I didn't know we needed fire equipment. They can't say any of that. All they can say is, well, climate change is making things worse. And that's just, to me, the most asinine thing I've ever heard. Because even if it's climate change making things worse, that means you still got to have water to put the fire out.
Yeah. I mean, if the government was run as a corporation, I think it would be our fiduciary duty to take over and kick the board of directors and the CEO out of office, because they're basically killing the people around them and they're squandering our money. You know, I wish we was run that way so we could, you know, dumb people shouldn't vote. You know, everybody has a right to vote, but if you're that dumb, please stay away from the voting booth because you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, no doubt, man. It's you know, we'll wait and watch. I hope that California surprised us here most recently. They had major number of counties, that 10 of them, I believe, that flipped red for the first time. They had a higher turnout for Trump than was expected. And then they've also, like, they had the George Gascon. They just got sick of him and actually stood up and said something about it. And I can't help but look at this and think, okay, some of the elites have just had their homes burned down. We may see an uprising here that has some funding to it, if you know what I mean.
And sadly enough, that's what has to happen. It's like, you know, it's like the crime and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Until it happens to them personally, they don't understand it, but hopefully they get a clue now.
Yeah, hopefully they do. All right, man, you be safe on the road, and we'll talk to you tomorrow either from your Lazy Boy chair or from your truck, either one.
Or in your house. Who knows? I might even be here. You might have to take the gladiator out and come pick me up.
You might be spending the night at Bucky's. Who knows?
You never know.
That's right.
Have a good one,
Take care, buddy. Wow. Hey, listen, as we wrap this segment up and I move on to other things, I got to tell you, if you have not seen it, the interview that was last night, actually he did a couple of them. He had one on CNN that got very emotional, and then he had one on Fox, which was still really solid and but not as tearful, if you know what I'm saying. But James Woods, the actor, Academy Award nominee, very conservative. I mean, what we've begun to see more and more of late is movie stars who are willing to speak out, which has been interesting. I mean, you've had it's still a minority. By the way, what I imagine is there's quite a few of them that just choose to stay quiet, which is fine because on the one hand, I just want to go watch their movies. I don't care about their politics. I mean, some of them I look at and go, I mean, how disappointing was it to see in the last presidential cycle when almost every member of the Avengers from the Marvel group all did a big joint commercial for Kamala? Tell you who wasn't there was Chris Pratt. He was not there. You know why? Yeah, Chris Pratt was not there and a couple others. But what we're looking at right now is people like James Woods and John Voight and others finally speaking out. Well, James Woods lost his house. So did Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal's lived in the same house for 46 years with his wife, who he's been married to that long. And there are members of what I would call the Hollywood elite that are feeling this as much as anybody else. And I can't help but wonder if that is going to finally move things in terms of the politics, at least of this issue. At least of this issue. But the interview with James Woods on CNN, he actually got he got very emotional as he talked about the fact that his little niece, I think it was, tried to offer him his 8-year-old niece offered him her piggy bank to help rebuild his house. Just got all over him, and he couldn't talk for a minute. But what we're seeing out there right now is truly devastation, and it's horrible to look at. Pacific Palisades, which is a beautiful area, is gone. I mean, the majority of it is just actually gone. It looks like a nuclear bomb went off. The neighborhood is just streets with ash. And if you haven't seen the pictures of the burning from the sky, it is scary to look at because a massive portion of Los Angeles County is just burning red in the nighttime photographs taken from the air. And I mentioned before that I used to live in an area called Laguna Niguel, where I live. Laguna Beach is a beautiful area. Up in the hills above it is where I lived in Laguna Niguel. My backyard was a canyon. I mean, it was just a gorgeous area. It was just a couple of years ago, the Laguna fire scorched. I think 20 houses were just gone before they could get it under control. And what I'm saying is it's gorgeous, beautiful, populated area. This is not like the, you know, Smokey the Bear, don't leave your cigarette in the woods out there in the national park. This is not that. This is Pasadena. This is Hollywood. There's a fire that broke out next to the Hollywood sign up on the hill. There's a mountain where a lot of communications towers are at right now that is burning as we speak. There's, you know, Pasadena, like I said a minute ago, Sunset Boulevard was on fire. This is heavily populated residential and business areas that are just gone. The cost of rebuilding is going to be epic. And the problem that I think also have with this from outside of California looking in is they're going to ask for a federal disaster declaration. And they're going to ask for taxpayer dollars that everybody in the nation chipped in. And then we're going to work to rebuild. But are they going to keep the same policies? So one of the things that I am hearing is going to happen is that Trump is going to issue a disaster declaration for them as soon as he takes office. But that he's going to condition parts of it to changing their policies and getting back to slowing the spread of wildfire by doing the pre-work, the clear-cutting, the unnatural things that have to be done to preserve the natural. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I hope it does. But that's where we are.
Well, not too long ago, Trump was on Joe Rogan talking about how California needs to put some more effort in and cleaning up the forests and prevent a wildfire like this. And he was made fun of by the left. What do you know about stopping a wildfire? Yeah. You conspiracy theorist.
How you like him now?
Yeah. And so it's, you know, looking back on stuff like that, It's funny, but it's not funny. You know, it's ironic, yeah, but it's like people are dying because of the incompetence.
That's exactly right. All right, take me to a break there, JP. We'll take a break, come right back, and get a bunch of text messages. Y'all are stacking them up on me. I got to catch up, man. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you could slap on a bumper sticker. Got a bunch of text messages. I mean, a bunch. And by the way, don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour after the next break, we have Thursday afternoon Butters and Lee coming up, so stand by for that. Allie from Athens has texted in. She said, Phil, when you choose to worship the creation more than the creator, you enslave yourself to idolatry. When you're enslaved to idolatry, it ends up being against your religion to put all people's safety over the safety of the salmon runs. Yeah. So Californians don't know that they are in a spiritual battle for their temporal and eternal lives, and we need to do spiritual warfare on their behalf. Allie, what a great text. Thank you. And you are so correct. Brian from Huntsville says, very serious. The people that voted for Mayor Bass and multiple California politicians are to blame for the ensuing inferno. I do not disagree, or at least the inability to mitigate it. How about that?
By the way, we had a comment on our Twitter stream earlier. Auburn Joe, he commented that fire hydrants with no water, but hey, the fish in Northern California have plenty, and the seals weren't disturbed.
Nice. The Navy SEALs or the other SEALs?
Yeah. Probably the other SEALs, yeah.
Navy SEALs are in San Diego, so stand
by. That's true.
Devin from Brownsboro says, hey, Phil, longtime Right Side Ruffian here. Glad of it. He said, I got to tell you, I'm as conservative as it comes. However, I find it extremely upsetting looking at some of these social media sites and seeing these conservatives posting things like California's finally getting what it deserves. As a human being, my thoughts and prayers are with the families affected and those still in danger, politics aside. Well, you got it right, Devin. You are absolutely right. That nobody should be saying something as asinine as, like for instance, the lady who James Woods' house burned down, and she said James Woods is getting karma. I mean, that's just, there's nothing in there. There's no decorum in that. There's no maturity in that. So, yeah.
You can do both of, you know, saying that there's good people in L.A. and praying for everybody there that's suffering, but then also at the same time pointing out the incompetence that caused it. You can do both, and then it drives me nuts. People are like, I hope L.A. just gets burnt to the ground. I'm like,
no,
I don't. I want to save L.A. from the politicians. You know, if there's no L.A., there's no L.A. We lost, you know, a great city.
In fact, I look at the whole state and I think I've lived out there. I've visited out there, and I want our California back. Yeah. I want the land of Reagan back.
You can't save L.A. if it's burnt to the ground.
That's exactly right. Dana from Athens says, California seems to have way too many infrastructure issues for this to be a coincidence for those that believe in those things. Yeah, there's some truth to that. Part of it is PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, is the monopoly that controls the utilities out there, and they have a stranglehold on the politics, and they resist the ability to, or resist the need to update their infrastructure. In fact, PG&E had to plead guilty. I said this yesterday, if you didn't hear it, PG&E, the company, had to plead guilty to 84 counts of manslaughter, I think in the year 2021, I think. I've never heard of a company pleading guilty to manslaughter, but what they did was they were basically liable because they had towers that were sparking forest fires. Those towers were 100 years old and they hadn't been replaced. That's just unreal. So yeah, PG&E, you got some issues. JD from Hartsville says, you tell Jeffro I live a quarter mile from the fried fish station in Falconville, and if he gets stuck, he's got a place. JD, you go, man. Appreciate that very much. Jeffro, if you're listening, there you are. Although Charlene and I'd be proud to have you too. Although I think we're way off your beaten path. Dan, the man from Huntsville, says, so after President Trump gets LA truly built back better, perhaps the libs will see it's actually we the people, not us against them. We would love to know the people building it back proudly show off their MAGA stickers. Yes. Yes. Bucky says, our daughter lives in Ridgecrest, California. That's a beautiful area. Home of China Naval Air Station. On July 4th, 2019, a big 7.8 earthquake hit the area. Epicenter was 10 miles from the town. She's not worried about the fires as they are 175 miles away. Well, I'm glad she's in a safe place. And China Lake is an amazing spot. And thank you for her service, I assume, or her family service. Anyway, bottom line, David, glad she's well. Badger from Athens says, as for California, I hate to see anyone lose life, limb, or property, but old-fashioned farmers will tell you that sometimes a good slash and burn allows for a better future. It's true. That's why they do it. It's the idea that you can't do that. That's not natural. Neither is fire. Thank you very much.
I think the animals would prefer a slightly unnatural, quote, unnatural thing in the forest that would prevent the, you know, them getting killed and their homes getting destroyed.
Yes, I would agree. By the way, John, the Navy corpsman from Huntsville, just sent me the meme about the, you know, the Gulf of Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Gulf of America, not the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of Buc-ee's. And what I did not notice the first time, he said, you forgot to mention it also contains Nugget Bay and the Jerky Channel.
The Jerky Channel.
The Jerky Channel. John from Coleman says, regarding congressional hearings, can a witness be forced to prove an investigation is actually ongoing? I don't know where we are right now. I guess you're talking about my third dipper that I haven't gotten to yet. But hang on. We'll get to that in a bit. Right now, the music's playing. Got to take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.